How's it going, guys?
Hey.
See, what I have in VHS, Tony has behind him in DVDs. You see yeah. that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Dude, a ton of stuff, yeah.
Oh,
what's going on?
Okay, well, once again, we got a special episode. We're going to go ahead and crank up a little bit of extra content that we'll bring it to y'all in 2021. You guys have heard us talking about the upcoming Pop-Up Market Part 2. We're excited about it. The entire horror community is excited about it. So we wanted to go ahead and get Troy and Tony from the Houston Horror Film Festival to join us and just talk about the market a little bit.
Well, I'm having trouble with the audio. Sorry.
Oh, no.
You're fine. So we talked to you guys in person, about a year and a half ago, whenever you were planning the original Houston Horror Film Festival. And, of course, both our events, our Halloween show and the Horror Film Festival, got torpedoed by the curse of 2020. You guys pulled a pivot, though. Y'all kind of pulled a rabbit out of a hat. And so kind of explain that. Explain part one, because you're about to release the sequel. So
part one just came out of nowhere. So it was like, it took 20 days to even like do it. I was just like, man, what can we do? Like, everything's getting screwed up everywhere. All the shows are canceling. And I was like, hey, Troy, we're just going to do like a one day market thing. Let's bring some guests in and see how it goes. And it was incredible. It was probably like one of the most fun experiences of my life, especially running it and not even like having it to do that before. But it was pretty fun. It was done pretty quick. I would say like 17 days it took to put together.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Scout was like, let's do this, get this, let's go, let's do it.
Which was all the more impressive because it did not look like that. Like, it looked amazing. Like, the layout and kind of the just everything about it looked like it'd been in the works for a good long time. So it was, I mean, hats off to you guys, because that was killer. I mean, that was awesome. So
yeah, it kind of was with just like waiting for the film festival to happen. Like, we had everything planned, we were ready to go, and then it's like, let's just shrink this down a tiny bit and see what we can do with it, you know. And it worked out perfectly. Everybody loved it. Everybody's excited for the second one too, which I am so excited for.
That's what's really cool, is just so much momentum had built up from the first one that everybody's still excited for this next one. It's going to be a fabulous event.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Oh, I like your shirt, Scott. It's pretty awesome.
You see, I'm representing, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. We're excited. We want to be able to do this as much as possible. I mean, the Houston horror scene is incredible. Like, we've met some amazing people at this event, the last one. It was just mind-blowing, and everybody appreciated it so much, and they were so happy like that there was something to actually do during a crazy time. Like, we could do it as safe as possible, and we're going to make sure that you're safe while you're there,
right? And that's one of the comments that, you know, we've heard since the show happened, even that the podcast from the guy that from Death Head Press that had mentioned one of the things he loved about it the most was how safe everybody felt there. Everybody was using masks, everybody was using sanitizer. It was a very comfortable event considering the times that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just glad that everybody enjoyed it and they felt safe. It was just a good time.
Yeah,
I think too, it was very much a test, like toe in the water sort of thing on this type of event, because, you know, prior you'd had some events going on in different parts of the country that were probably not advisable to do so, but they did anyway. And then you had people, you know, sneaking out pictures of people, you know, in crowds without masks and yada yada, which, you know, context is everything. So you can only just kind of go with what you see, but then you see people getting really upset and being like, well, these types of events shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
You know, and then we come to yours and it's like, well, everybody's got masks. So everybody's over here. We got sanitizer. We got temperature checks. You know, the pre-sale tickets, like all of the different things that you did to reduce the amount of touching, basically, of buttons or of cash or whatever. And everybody that showed up was respectful of it too, which was really neat.
We were, yeah. That's so, the awesome part, yeah. We didn't have any trouble at all, I don't think, with anybody, yeah.
No, not at all. I think people are going to be respectful because there aren't a lot of events happening. Mm-hmm. So because we have ours going on, I think they're gonna come and they're gonna be respectful. And yeah, it was great seeing, you know, people following the guidelines that were in place and everything. So yeah.
It was just awesome to see people again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like seeing like family at a family reunion again.
Yeah.
It's hard too, because I can't speak for you guys, but I can assume, because I, you know, see y'all's profiles and stuff, you know, we're social, like we are in the scene. We go to the conventions, we go to, you know, we host our own conventions, we go to other people's conventions, we go to movies, we go to bars and you know, that kind of stuff, and meet with friends. So to have it all turned off, I mean, yeah, for a while you're kind of like, you know, okay, fine. But then after a while, you miss people. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just basic humanity. We're just like, we're social creatures. We need to be around people that, you know, aren't me.
Oh, yeah. But we're excited for the next one. It's pretty much almost sold out because we want to keep it under capacity again, because
right,
how things are getting crazy. We just want to make sure everybody's safe. We just want to make everybody, like, we just want to do a good show and keep it as safe as possible and just make sure that everybody has a good time in the process.
Now, one thing about the first show, of course, was a absolutely phenomenal vendor group. I mean, they were just, all the vendors were awesome. And what's cool is all the best vendors are returning again. Plus some new vendors are going to be coming out too, which their first time at the show. I know you and I talked about Powerhouse Houston. That is an incredible setup they've got coming out. You haven't seen it, Billy, but they're bringing out this photo opportunity for people. That's going to be pretty neat, man. It's pretty badass. That's something to look forward to. I know Thunder Knock Studios, they've been posting on Facebook today, announcing that they're going to be coming. My son, I told you this, Tony, my son's currently in stunt training, and some of the folks that he's working with stunt training are from the Thunder Knock Studios. So they were actually talking about it at their last get together. So they're really excited to show up. Of course, Disco Bloodbath is coming back, which they are just, Mark is awesome.
I literally like all this stuff up here. So good. Yeah, I'm excited. There's like a whole new bunch of vendors that are coming. I'm excited to see what they bring. And Powerhouse is going to be insane.
Yeah.
An incredible setup that they have. It's like a giant Krampus themed one. Oh, it's creepy.
That's awesome. So for everybody out there, if you made it to the first market and you're unsure if you wanted to make it to the second one because you're going to see the same stuff, trust me, you want to make it back to the second one because it's going to be an incredible experience.
Yeah, we've been talking about your celebrity lineup too, as far as like, you know, on our show that just came out, we were talking about Pet Sematary and how like, you know, impactful that movie. I mean, I realized he was a baby, so it's okay, but that movie had an impact on a lot of people, you know. And you know, then of course he's also got one of the best one-liners in movie history with Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm looking forward to meeting Miko, because it's
yeah, he's excited too. He's so ready. He's been ready since we announced him for the film festival. Man, that's like a year ago we announced him. So great.
And of course,
we started pushing the announcement.
No, go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
This time last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's like lagging a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little lag.
With Scott, yeah. There.
Sorry.
it happens, bro.
What were you saying, Scott?
I was saying, just in addition to Miko, you got, you know, Deborah Foreman, you got Patty Mullen, which the excitement when Patty Mullen was announced was incredible. Just people just, that got them pumped up about the show big time.
Love
her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got Ari's going to be making another trip down.
I wanted her for the film festival.
Well, at least you got an opportunity to get her down for this one, which is cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ari's coming back. I think he just did a show a couple months back, I believe, at some venue downtown, maybe?
No, he did a concert out in Katy. It was in Katy over at Wildcatters. He was at.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I met him before, too. He's a real cool guy.
He's a good dude.
Very, very nice. And, you know, one great thing about, you know, when you go to a lot of the shows, and, of course, you have to understand capacity and lines and, you know, all of that, but whenever they actually take the time to talk to you about who you are and what you like and what's your favorite movie and, you know, all that stuff. And Ari's very much like that. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about the people behind you in line. I'll talk to them too. But how about you? Like, how, you know what I mean? And not in a rude way, but just like, you don't need to be in a hurry. Let's, you know, let's take some pictures. Let's talk, you know, very, very engaged. So
yeah, I love when they're like that with their fans. It just, yeah. Like Melissa, for instance, like she will talk your head off and her line will be out the door because mm-hmm. she's doing that. She's a sweetheart as well.
And that's awesome. She's coming back. I'm so glad she had so much fun the last time that she decided to come back for it.
She loved it so much. She was so ready to come back. Well, we're going to have her like three times in a 1 year period, I think. Right. It's awesome. She's cool. She's one of my favorites.
And then Amelia, I'm sure, is going to be a huge hit. Just Angela herself. Yeah. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah, Night of Kings fans are everywhere.
Yes, can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So do the rundown real quick, because we've been kind of sniping at it, but you've got, what, six celebrities coming now?
Seven.
Oh yeah,
celebrities coming. We got
Ari, we got Patty Mullen, we got Miko Hughes, we got Amelia Kincaid, we got Dave Sheridan, Felissa, and Deborah Foreman. Keep thinking that there's another one, but that's just my mind going crazy.
Because you always have another announcement. So
I know, right?
it doesn't make sense to just count. But you got seven celebrities. You got what, like 40 vendors?
30
vendors. Maybe. You know, so it's
you got me counting right now.
Well, no, and it's for a 1 day pop up. It's a full on con. Yeah. You know, it's a full on thing. So it's a spectacle.
People are just ready to get out there. It's been a hard year for them, and that's like the big thing that we wanted to do with this show. We want everybody to have income coming in steady again, because all their shows got canceled. And like, what can we do with this platform? We're going to help you out as much as we can. And that's what these shows are for. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. I can't wait, man. It's
going to be a good one. Yeah. Like, the vendors are nuts though. Oh my gosh. They're so good.
Well, we're going to be doing vendor really spotlights next week. So any vendors that are watching this, if you want to be spotlighted, just go ahead, drop us a line and let us know. We spoke with Sci-Fi Cowgirl a little while ago, so we'll be having hers coming out soon.
Did you?
So far I'm going to be speaking with Jew on Monday, Horrorholics on Wednesday. I'm going to talk to Mark probably Tuesday. So we're looking forward to getting them out there, getting people to see what they're going to be bringing and getting some more excitement for the show. So
we should get Powerhouse on here. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'll drop them a line.
We'll reach out to them, and you know, it doesn't take much. I mean, Sci-Fi Cowgirl was on her phone in her shop. Like, hey, you know, it's Christine. She's like, hey, you know, showing us the stuff behind her. So, you know, anybody who wants to hop on, if they can click on the Zoom and just hang out for a few minutes, it's really informal and fun. So let them know.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. I'm just glad we were able to do them. And the hotel loves them too. They're just like, you want to do another one? They're like throwing out dates to us. I'm like, wait, hold on.
That is cool, man.
Calm down. Let us get to the June show first. You know, that one's going to take a lot of planning for 3 days.
Yeah.
A lot.
And well, we're excited. January 16th is the date. Hobby Marriott is the hotel and the venue. If you can get your tickets pre-sale, there will be a limited amount of tickets available at the door. But once again, it's always best to get them pre-sale just to make sure you're going to be able to get in the vendor room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good one. Don't forget.
We will be there. We'll be promoting it like crazy. So, yeah. Can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome, well, that's man. It. Well, woo-hoo. We'll be talking to you guys soon, of course.
Yeah, man.
Of course. Yeah, thank you.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, same to you. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy 2021. Woo! Hopefully it's better, but I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay.
We know it's not a normal episode, but I normally during the episodes I do new business where I talk about quirky news stories and stuff. And actually, I just wanted to bring up this headline I read this morning. This headline to start off 2021. Now, I'm not being political with this headline at all. It should be funny no matter what side of the aisle you're on. But the headline says, with Trump a no-show, Mar-a-Lago guest left to party maskless with Rudy Giuliani and Vanilla Ice. That headline in itself is just awesome.
That is visual. Party right there.
Vanilla Ice, wow.
Available January 16th. Yeah,
right. Well, now he probably has COVID now.
You're right. Keep him away.
Never mind.
Oh, boy. That's crazy.
Well, all awesome, right, fellas. Well, we appreciate the time very much. And like I said, we'll be talking soon. Everybody else, reach out to us if you want to do some vendor spotlights. And everybody get ready for the pop-up market part two. It's going to be a good time.
2 weeks.
Oh, awesome. My God. You say that so soon.
All righty, fellas. All have a good one.
Take care. Thank you.